USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's economy growing more than expected in the third quarter. The Commerce Department reporting the GDP grew at an annualized rate of 1.9% from July through September. That's down slightly from the second quarter, but stronger than what economists had predicted. Some new questions being raised about the death of Jeffrey Epstein. A forensic pathologist claims that injuries that killed the convicted sex offender and multimillionaire are more consistent with strangulation than with suicide. Dr. Michael Bodden saying,
there were findings that were unusual for suicidal hanging and more consistent with ligature homicidal strangulation.
Bodden spoke on Fox. Authorities have said that Epstein died of strangulation after hanging himself in his prison cell. This is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SHIP to 84888. And now, for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SHIP to 84888. That's keyword SHIP to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
A priest at a South Carolina Catholic church is defending his decision to deny former Vice President Joe Biden communion during a service on Sunday because Biden has supported a woman's right to choose when it comes to abortion. Biden telling MSNBC he won't discuss what happened, but understands he has to confront cultural differences on the campaign trail.
I've never let my religious beliefs, which I accept based on church doctrine, I call it the doctrine, to impose that view on other people.
Father Robert Morey telling the Florence Morning News any public figure who advocates for abortion places himself outside of church teaching. California's biggest wildfires, fueled by 70-mile-an-hour winds, keep growing. One of them in Southern California is now raging right near the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, and it's charred about 15 acres in that vicinity and is expected to keep on growing. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A former Trump campaign advisor who pleaded guilty to lying to investigators is now running for Congress. George Papadopoulos filing papers to run as a Republican for California's 25th district following Congressman Katie Hill's resignation. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says U.S. forces will repel any attempt to take Syria's oil fields with, in his words, overwhelming force. That includes Russian, Syrian, or any remnants of ISIS. Here's more from John Clemens.
Secretary Mark Esper declared U.S. forces will remain positioned in this strategic area to deny ISIS access to those vital resources and will respond with overwhelming military force against any group that threatens the safety of our forces there. Esper's comments echoed the resolve of President Trump in a speech in Chicago regarding the Syrian oil fields.
We're keeping the oil. Remember that. I've always said that. Keep the oil. We want to keep the oil. $45 million a month. Keep the oil.
Profits from the Syrian oil fields provided the bulk of the funding for the Islamic terror group ISIS.
And comedic actor John Witherspoon has died, the Detroit native best known for the role of Pops in the Friday movies with Ice Cube. His first movie role was in the 1980 Neil Diamond film The Jazz Singer. Witherspoon was 77. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.